Bring in Joe Fisher, another one as good as it gets. Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, what a weekend this was, I tell you. You look at Vanderbilt and you have the win over Florida, the women beat South Carolina, the baseball team swept Ohio, the men's tennis team upset nationally ranked Clemson. Pretty good weekend, to say the least.
Yeah, Joe, and let's talk about the Commodore men's team in Florida first of all. I thought switching defenses and just the way they attacked the Gators was really a key in that win.
No, I don't think there's any question about it. Defense was a big part of that win, to hold Florida to 44% for the game. And, you know, Al Horford was 1 of 7 from the field. He got all his points at the free throw line. And just as you said, switching defenses, double-teaming different guys, not just one guy, and changing it up, just kind of kept them out of rhythm the whole game. And then on the other end offensively, you know, really after a sluggish start, you'll remember they fell behind 7-2 in the first 4 or 5 minutes, and then really started to click offensively and ended up shooting 57% for the game, which is the best anybody's done against Florida this season. I just thought it was a great team effort.
That was about as well as I've seen Derek Byers play, and he's had a really nice season. Byers and Foster were both great. I thought the three that Neltner hit from the top in the second half was a key shot as well.
Yeah, he really, I think he surprised him a little bit stepping out on the perimeter, and he hit 2 of them, as a matter of fact, in the game, and he had 15 points and 6 rebounds. I think Derek now has legitimately played himself into the contention, or consideration at least, for Conference Player of the Year. I don't think there's any way you can leave him out of the discussion now, given the way he's played, especially against ranked teams. You know, in all these nationally ranked games, he's averaging almost 20 points a game against those kind of teams. So he's really, his stock has really risen.
Yeah, I heard his name mentioned on driving back from Dayton, Ohio, on a lot of the national shows. His name is definitely on the radar screen as far as, you know, what he contributed, especially in that Florida game, Joe. But what did you see from Kevin Stallings? I know Kevin had mentioned different defenses, but you think he had a kind of a game plan on what they did the time before down there in Florida that he wanted to get to this time and succeeded?
I think one of the things was the switching of defenses to keep things a little bit changed up. The one thing you can't do to Florida that you can do to pretty much anybody else in the league, you know, if you're playing LSU, you can double Glenn Davis all the time. You know that. If you're playing Kentucky and it goes down to the post, you can double Randolph Morris. You know that because not everybody around the perimeter, the other guys, can hurt you. You can't do that with Florida. Florida, every single guy on the court can hurt you if you use that guy to double down on him. So you really have to change things up. They did a much better job of kind of slapping double teams on guys when they didn't know it. Torian Green turned one over, you know, out on the sideline when a double team came. He wasn't ready for it. I think that's what maybe they learned from the first game down in Gainesville, that they had to switch it up maybe more than you'd usually like to, just to try to keep things off balance, and it worked very well.
And you have to play all 40 minutes, don't you, against the Gators to beat them?
Absolutely. And you know, so many people talked about this, and you hear a lot of the national people afterwards saying, well, you know, Florida hadn't played well recently, and, you know, they were due for a letdown and that kind of thing. I think if you asked Billy Donovan, he would tell you that it wasn't necessarily that Florida didn't play well. Vanderbilt forced 22 Florida turnovers. That's way above what they normally do, and then Vanderbilt shooting 57% for the game and doing all those kind of things. It was a situation where Vanderbilt played a very good game, and which you have to. I mean, you can't play a mediocre game against a Florida and win. You've got to put it all together.
And the women's team beat South Carolina 83-65 yesterday. It looks like Melanie Balcom's club is poised to make a run as we get into the postseason.
Yeah, Caroline Williams, 26 points, a career high, and they did it again. They got off to another great start, hit 11 of their first 16 shots. And I was looking at a stat. They have not trailed in a game since February 1st.
Wow. not even like 2-0.
Not even 2-0. They've not been behind. In fact, the only time they've been tied was 0-0.
That's pretty strong.
That's getting out of the gate pretty good, isn't it?
That is. And Tim Corbin's baseball team, a sweep over the weekend, a couple wins yesterday.
Yeah, it was a little cool yesterday, but I went out and watched, and the pitching, they gave up one earned run in 26 innings of work. And Nick Cristiani pitched very well in the game, first game yesterday, and then David Price was ill Friday and didn't pitch. Came back yesterday and struck out 12, retired 16 in a row at one point, so he looked to be pretty well recovered from that. And so there, as you said, undefeated and 6-0, and back home Wednesday against Lipscomb.
Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you at the call-in show tonight, 7 o'clock.
That should be a lot of fun, shouldn't it?
I hope so.
Yep.